Like Paxton, there were a few critics calling for Maddox's resignation in 1983 after being indicted for commercial bribery, and this continued even after Maddox was acquitted. Glenn Smith first worked as a reporter for the Houston Post covering the Maddox indictment.
Anytime a politician has these serious brushes with the law, they don't come out completely unscathed, even if they are acquitted of any particular charges. I think it hurts their reputation just to have been seen to be walking close to the line, if not over the line.
The two cases are very different as far as the type of charges that were filed and the fact that Maddox was serving in an official capacity versus Paxton, who was working in the private sector and as a member of the Texas legislature before taking office as attorney general. Maddox was accused of threatening a Houston law firm if it didn't drop a case involving his sister and later acquitted. But Smith says it was still hard for Maddox to escape the negative connotations associated with being indicted. Maddox narrowly won a re-election bid before losing a gubernatorial campaign to Governor Ann Richards in 1991. Rice University's public policy professor Mark Jones says much of the cause for Paxton's resignation has to do with maintaining the reputation of the Attorney General's office.
We're not talking about any individual. We're not talking about any politician. We're talking about the state's chief legal and law enforcement officer, the person that everyone else to in the state looks to for legal advice. And so what the problem I think General Paxton faces right now is that he's under a cloud, and that cloud doesn't seem to be going anywhere.
In a statement released by Paxton's attorney, Joe Kendall, he says his client intends to plead not guilty and is requesting a jury trial. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.